Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Temura Daf Tes. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the Shiur, and even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. We begin at the very top of Daf Tes at the Mishnah. Memirin min hatzoin al habokor umin habokor al hatzoin. One can do tmura from an animal that is sanctified, that happens to be sheep, onto, and replicate that kedusha onto cattle. And likewise from cattle that happens to be sanctified as a sacrifice on sheep and goats. Umin hakvosim al ho'isim, from sheep onto goats. Umin ho'isim al hakvosim, and from goats onto sheep. Min hazchorim al hanekevos, from male onto female. Umin hanekevos al hazchorim, and from female onto male. Min hatmimim al balei mumin, from animals that are blemish free onto common animals that are blemished, umin bali mumin, and from animals that are sanctified as korbonus, as sacrifices that happen to have a blemish, and you can a tmura will be effective al hatmimim, on unblemished common animals. Shneimar, the pasuk indicates all of these possibilities. It says lo yachlifenu velo yomir oisoi, one should not do this sanctity switch. That's lo yachlifenu velo yomir. That's a reference to the tmura, whether it be tov bara oy ra betov. Ezehu tov bara. What's an example of something that is a chulin animal that's tov, and you want to do a tmura from something that is ra that is kodesh? What is an example of a ra that's kodesh that does that a tmura replication can be effective? Bale mumin shekidam hekdeshon es mumin. This is a reference to blemished animals that originally were unblemished, were blemish free when you sanctified them. The blemish happened to develop later on. That kind of situation is a blemished, sanctified animal that lends itself to tmura. However, something that was originally blemished when it was sanctified, that type of situation does not allow for tmura to take place. Meno hanimili detonu rabbonan. What is the source for that which was taught in the Mishnah? What the Gemara does here is it presents a brisa which presents the halachas of the Mishnah with the pasuk that is mentioned in the Mishnah as well. So, but here you see it's a little bit more elaborate than the Mishnah, as is characteristic of most brises. So the brisa begins, and you can see that this is a framed section indicating that it is a Tanaic source. It comes to mind that maybe before we learn the brisa itself, let's just glance at the inside margin where we have included a posuk, namely Vayikra Perek Chavzayin Posuk Yud. It says Lo Yachlifenu Velo Yomir Oisoi Toiv Bera Oi Rabba Toiv Ve'im Homer Yomir Behemo Bevehemo Fohoyahu Usmuroso Ye Kodesh. We'll be referring to this posuk as we go on in the sugya. So the brisa begins Behemo Bevehemo. Mikan, from here we learn Shememirin, that a tmura action is effective min hatzon al habokor u min habokor al hatzon, min hakvosim al ho'izim u min ho'izim al hakvosim, min hazchorim al hanekevos u min hanekevos al hazchorim, u min bali mumin al hatmimim u min hatmimim al bali mumin. All of these points we already described and explained in the Mishnah. Yochol afilu kidam mum lehekdeshon. Will this be the case even if the mum, the blemish, preceded their initial sanctification? Talmud Lomar lo yachlifenu velo yomir oisoi toiv bera oira betoiv. That's a quote from the pasuk. Ve'ezu toiv bera. What is an example of that Tov Bera Baalei Mumen Shekidam Hekdeshen Es Mumon. That's a reference to the Ra in this Pasuk, is a reference to animals that are blemished. However, their sanctification preceded their becoming blemished. The Gemara asks, My Talmudah, how do you see that in the words? So we have here on the side of our Gemara the topic heading on the outside margin that's entitled Nosei, reads, Memirin Mibale Mum Al Tomim Umitomim Al Baal Mum. There is a tmura possibility when you're going from something that's sanctified that happens to be blemished onto something unblemished that's a chulin animal, and likewise from a sanctified tomim, unblemished animal, onto a chulin that is blemished. However, we don't do tmura when you're dealing with an animal that was originally blemished. Namely, before it was ever sanctified, it was already blemished. In our markings, we've featured, under our mivneh heading, the diamond, and that's used to highlight Abaye, and a few lines later, Rava. We will see the double underline use, and that's Deos al Yisur Loshon Shel Hamilah Toiv Bepasuk Lo Yachlifenu. The Gemara will be explaining the presence of the extra word, the word Tov, that appears to be unnecessary in a manner of speaking. Then the Pasuk could have conveyed its basic idea without using that word. So what does the addition of the word Tov convey? So we're right now asking, how do you see in this pasuk that says lo yachlifenu v'lo yomiru soy toiv bera oira betov, how do you see a reference there to something whose sanctification preceded it becoming a blemished animal? And only under those circumstances do we say that the tmura will be effective when you're going from a sanctified animal, once again, that was sanctified before it developed a blemish, and not the other way around. So Omar Abaye, Nemo Kra, the Pasuk could have written, Lo Yachlifenu Velo Yomir Oisoi Toiv Bera Oira Boi. Betoiv Achrino Lomali. If you look in the Pasuk, it says Oira Betov at the end, at the end of this line that we just read. But why does it have the word Tov at the end? If it would have used a pronoun, the word bo, that same idea would have been understood. Shma mina, so from this we learn, Toiv me'ikoro oisa tmura, something that initially was Tov, namely when it was sanctified, it was blemish-free. That kind of animal will effect a create a tmura from that. However, rame ikoro, something that started off as blemished before it was sanctified, ein oise tmura. Rova omar travayu toiv yisuri miasre. In this pasuk, the word tov appears twice, and both are actually extra, and hence they must be coming to teach me something else. Im kain, and Rova explains, Nichtoiv kra lo yachlifenu v'lo yomir oisoi bira oira boi. If you use the word ra, which means bad, and you say don't switch it with something else, I understand that something else is toiv. Lomali lemichtav trevayu toiv. Why did the Torah write two times the word toiv? So number one, chad toiv, afilu toiv betoiv nami. The chidush, the novel point here is that even if you switch, or we should say replicate kedusha from something that's unblemished onto a chulin, a common animal that's unblemished, when you do that, ki meimir loki, when one does it, he will get malkos. In other words, you might have thought, well, you know, what's wrong? He's doing from one nice animal onto another nice animal. So the Torah is telling us even that is not acceptable. The idoch, the other toiv, communicates this idea that we were just discussing. Toiv meikoros etmura, something that is initially blemish-free and later became blemished, that can create a tmura. Ra meikora, or something that initially, prior to its sanctification, had been blemished, ein oise tmura. According to Abaye, who indicated there was only one extra tov word, where does he learn Rava's point number one, that going from blemish-free onto blemish-free is also not acceptable. Omar, so Abaye tells you, kal v'chomer hu. You can derive this through kal v'chomer logic. Uma toiv bera. Mind you, going from something that's a sanctified animal that's blemished, and you upgrade it to a blemish-free chulin animal, de aluye koma'ali lei, lucky, where you're upgrading, so to speak, you're going from something that's currently blemished, a sanctified blemished animal, and you're replicating that sanctity onto something that is blemish-free, and that warrants lashes, toiv betoiv dechi hadodi ninu lo kol shekain to lucky, where you're not upgrading, you're just going, you're doing a lateral type move, you're going from something that's blemish-free and replicating it onto something that's also blemish-free. That certainly will deserve getting lashed. V'Rava. Now, if this logic is tight, then why does Rava have to use up a pasuk, have to use what we call pasuk power to communicate something that I could have figured out through a kal v'chomer? So Rava says, listen, you cannot use a kal v'chomer, can't use kal v'chomer logic to arrive at a conclusion that warrants a punishment. That's called ein oinshin min hadin. The word hadin means kal v'chomer logic. Oinshin is the punishment. So that if you want to derive that there will be malchus for going, we'll call a lateral move, simply based on kal v'chomer logic, that you're not allowed to do. Therefore, you need to draw on a verse, on a pasuk, to communicate that idea. Now, this seems to be a very well-accepted rule of ein oinshin min hadin. So, the ball goes back now to Abaye, the Abaye Omar Loch. Abaye will respond, hol lav dino hu, elo gilui milso bi'alma hu. This isn't, in effect, a kal v'chomer logic. Rather, it's a revelation of that which could have been understood even without kal v'chomer logic. Namely, mi gora toiv me ra. Would you think that going onto something that is something that is good, using something that is blemish free, it should be any worse than using something that is with a blemish? Let's take a look at how Rashi explains this. The Abaye. We have a little star in the Rashi to help you find it more easily. Vabai Omar Loch, Hai Lav Oinshin Min Adin Hu, Elo Agluye Milso Bi'almo Hi. This is simply a revelation of something that is obvious without Kal V'chomer logic. Dechi Hechi Degoli Kro Deloki Atoiv Dechulin, Ki Meimar Le Bera Dekoit. It's just like the Torah reveals that there's malchus when you're transferring from, when you're replicating from Ra de Kodesh, something that's blemished, that's sanctified, onto something that's blemish-free, that's chulin, that's common. Goli Nami, the Torah at the same time reveals the Imei Marle B'Toiv de Kodesh Loki. De Mi Gora Toiv Meira. Klomar, mi gora toiv de kodesh, me ra de kodesh. Is there something any weaker about something that's blemished free, that's sanctified, than something that's with a blemish? Techihechi de ra de kodesh, just like a case where something that's kodesh, that's sanctified, that happens to currently have a blemish, kimach lifle loki, when you replicate that kedusha, that sanctity, there is malchus huadin l'toiv de kodesh. The same thing is the case when you're dealing with something that is blemish free, that's holy. The Rachmona lo kopid, the Torah is only concerned elo deloy yachlif midi de kodesh, that a person shouldn't do any replication of anything that happens to be sanctified, whether it be blemish free or with a blemish. So Abaye's response basically is that there is no real difference in level, so to speak, and therefore we're not using a kal v'chomer, which is a type of logic that depends on two items that have a different level of severity. In this case, they're both of the same level of severity, as Rashi points out at the end, that the Torah's only concern is that you don't do transferals or replications from that which has already been sanctified. The Gemara continues. Tana Rabbanan lo yachlifenu b'shel achirim v'lo yomir oisoi b'shel atzmo. The two negative commands are referring to two different situations. One is not to make a switch with others, with animals belonging to others, nor with your own animals. The Gemara asks, let the Torah write just lo yachlifenu and leave out lo yomir oso, and I would have figured out one from the other. Answer, if the Torah would have written just lo yachlifenu, I would have thought that teitse zu v'tikones zu hu delaki, where you are removing the sanctity from one and having the sanctity set upon the other. Rashi points out here that even though in truth such a thing couldn't happen, if you have something that's sanctified and is without a blemish, so the sanctity cannot be removed. But nevertheless, I would have thought that the punishment is because he had such an intent to remove the kedusha, the sanctity, from the holy animal and have it transferred to the other. So that without the extra expression of lo yomir oso, I would have thought that malchus is only for a case where he intends to, as the Gemara says, teitse zu, where it would exit, the sanctity would exit from one, the tikones zu, and enter upon the other animal. The Gemara continues, avo meimir de travayu komakdish lehu, but tumura, where both are holy. In other words, Tumura is a case that we've mentioned many times already in this Masichta that is a replication of Kedusha. Emo lo loki. I would have thought maybe there should be no Malchus for that, because you're not removing the sanctity from anything. You're simply replicating it. Komash molon, that's what the expression of velo yomir also communicates, that in this sin, what we are talking about is a replication and not removal of Kedusha. Now, the Gemara goes back to a point mentioned in the source just a couple lines up, and you notice we have a little arrow to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara to help you find this. And before we go further, we'll also have a new marking that appears, a volcano shape. This is explained in the outside margin under our Mivneh heading. You notice the volcano form, and we've written Shlavim. These represent stages. Lahazbir, to explain. Ha dikotoni bebraisa, that which it says in the source that we read, lo yachlifenu b'shel achirim. What does that mean, b'shel achirim? So, the Gemara. Hai b'shel achirim hechi domi. What is the intent of the expression of one shall not do tmura on with others? He nemo behemo dehegdish dide v'chulin dealmo. If one were to think it's one's own sacrifice and someone else's chulin animal, and that the Torah is warning against the replication of Kedusha onto someone else's chulin animal. Well, that's, you don't really need this pasuk for that purpose. Lo mi motzi makdish, could such a thing even take place in the first place? Ish ki akdish es beisik kodesh, Omer Achmona. The Torah says that one sanctifies something that is his own. Ma beiso b'rishusa, just like one's house, which is featured in the pasuk, is his own house. Af kol b'rishusa, so too, when you speak about sanctifying things, that the prerequisite is that you own it, that it's yours. So what does the expression of lo yachlifenu b'shel achirim mean? V'elo, stage, beis, second stage. Behemo de hegdish de almo v'chulin dide. Maybe it means someone else's sanctified animal, and you're replicating the kedusha that's on that onto your own mundane chulin animal. Well, mi matpis, would such a thing take hold? V'ha tanya ein odom matpis b'davar she'eno shelo. A person can't replicate kedusha or place kedusha onto an animal from something that's not his. le'olam. So the Gemara's third stage comes back and says, behemo de'egdish de'amo. In fact, we are talking about someone else's sacrifice, the chulin didei, and his own common animal, kegon de'omar, more de'behemo de'egdish. We're talking about a very special case where the owner of the sanctified animal had said, kol ha'roitze lo'homir be'behemto yovo v'yomir. He made an announcement. And this announcement, or this, well, general license, so to speak, makes it possible that one can use someone else's sanctified animal as a basis for a tamura. And as the Gemara says, that's where the owner announced, anyone who wants to come and be and replicate from my animal can go ahead and do so. As we learn all of these sugyas, it's worth repeating time and time again that it's not one is not allowed to do these things. This a whole realm of tamura is a sin. However, what the sugyas here are focusing on is it going to be effective if one should do it. The Mishnah, memirin echod b'shnayim u'shnayim be'echod. A replication can take place when you have one chulin animal and you're referring to two sanctified animals, and that would be, for example, as Rashi says, one would say hare zu, he says I want this, and he's pointing to a chulin animal, tachas elu should be a replication of these, reference to multiple sacrifices, ushnayim bechor, and likewise he can do a tamura from one kodesh animal onto two chulin animals, echod b'mea u'mea b'echod, and what it could be, 100 onto one and one onto 100. Rabbi Shimon Oimer ein memirin elo echod b'echod. Rabbi Shimon says it's got to be one for one. Shene'emar hu v'hoya hu utmuraso ye kodesh. Ma hu miyuchad, just like hu is a singular. A reference to a singular animal, af tumuraso miyuchedes. So to the tumura must be a singular animal. Before going further in the Gemara, we've encountered a new marking. This draws our attention to the nosei mivne heading you see in the outside margin. Makoros l'shitas Rabbi Shimon. The crown shape will be highlighting sources for Rabbi Shimon's opinion. The aim mamirin el echod be'echod. The replication must be one onto one. Hagemara tidon bekach shrib shimon tzorech rak mokor echod ledinoi. Im kain ma loimdin me'aposuk hasheni. If we're going to be bringing multiple sources, and at the end of the day, Rabbi Shimon needs only one source for this halacha, what is the other pasuk that was brought going to be teaching? So as you just look at the daf, you see two crown shapes, introducing two different sources by way of the pasuk, and hence the question will come up: what does each one really teach us? So the Gemara continues: Mino hani mili. What is the moker for that which we learned? The Tanu Rabbanan. We have now a Tanaic source: Behemo bevehemo. This is from the Pasuk in Vayikra, Perek Chav Zayin, Pasuk Yud. We had quoted this Pasuk earlier, and it's included in the upper inside margin of your daf. Mikan, from this expression, Behem of Nebo, we derive Shememirin, Echod, Bishnaim, Ushnaim, Echod. Echod, Bemeo, Umeo, Beechod. Multiple onto singular, and singular onto multiple. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ein Memirin El Echad Be'echad. Rabbi Shimon says, no, Tamura is only when you're transferring or when you're replicating Kedusha from one onto another. Shenamar Behema Bevehema. Velo Behema Bevehemois. And it doesn't use the expression singular onto plural, Velo Behemos, which is plural, Bevehema, which is singular. Omru lo, so the Rabbanan who disagree with Rav Shimon say, Motsinu behemos shekriya behemo. We find that multiple animals are referred to by the singular term behemo, shenemar u behemo rabo. The pasuk in the in Sefer Yonah uses the expression behemo when referring to many, many animals. so that when the pasuk says behema, it might very well be a situation of the pasuk might be referring, in fact, to multiple animals. For Rabbi Shimon's response, behema rabo ikri, the compound expression of behema rabo will communicate this idea of multiple behemos, multiple animals. However, behema stam lo ikri, but the word behema by itself cannot refer to multiple animals. The Gemara now asks, "V'taimod Rabbi Shimon mishum behema?" Who is the reason for Rabbi Shimon because of the word behema? That, and as he learned it, the behema means singular. "V'taimod Rabbi Shimon mishum who?" But Rabbi Shimon learned from the word "who." Ma hu miyuchad af tmuraso miyuchedes. And this was what we saw in the Mishnah. We have a little arrow to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara text, and you can align this with the arrow a few lines up, and you see that the word "who" had been emphasized as the source for Rabbi Shimon. The word "who" being in the singular, and the parallel between "who" and the tamura, "who" being the original animal that was sanctified, and that's compared to the two, or the tumor is compared to it, indicating singular. The Gemara answers, Meikara Amar Lahen Rabbi Shimon min v'hoya hu utmuroso. Originally, Rabbi Shimon advanced that as his source. V'chichaza didarshi Rabbanan mi behemo v'behemo. When Rabbi Shimon saw that the Rabbanan were using as their source that multiple animals could be involved in a tumura, and they were citing the pasuk of behemo v'behemo, Omar Lohem Ihu, Rabbi Shimon turned to them and said, even on your terms, Mehosamnami Motsinun Lemail of Taimodidi. From there you actually see my reason. In other words, the word behemo was used and not behemos. As Rabbi Shimon said, the word appeared in the singular and not in the plural, and hence even what you are citing as your source actually supports my opinion. Before going any further in the Gemara, we have a new geometric form that appears, the house form. This we've featured under our Mivneh heading in the outside margin, where we've written Machlokes Reish Lakish v'Rabbi Yochanan, I Memirin v'Chozrin u Memirin. Once Tmura was done, can you again repeat the Tmura action? Or we should say the Tmura effort. Omar Reish Lakish, Moide Rabbi Shimon Shememirin V'Chozrin U'Memirin. It should be noted that this line, as far as Reish Lakish is concerned, is the subject of two different Lishonos that appear in the Rashi. We have a little note on the inside margin. Let's read the note that we've included together. It says, "Lefi Lashon Rishon Barashi, Veshita Mekubetzes Oischof," according to the first Lashon in Rashi, which is featured in our marked Rashis with a Roman numeral number 1, and also something that's mentioned in the Shita Mekubetzes under Oischof, under the letter Chof, Reish Lakish Ba Letaretz HaKushya Shel Hu. Reish Lakish is also dealing with what does the word "who" in the first in the source that the Mishnah cited for Reb Shimon. The Omer de Be'emes Hamokish Reb Shimon Me'amila Hu, that in truth the real source for Reb Shimon's position is the word "who." Ubehema ba lalame de memirin v'chozin memirin, and the word behema is coming to tell me that you can do a tmura from the same sanctified animal multiple times. Lefi lishna shnia, the Roman number 2 that we have in our Rashi, divrei Reish Lakish have meimra denafshe. This is a separate point, not connected to the discussion involving the psukim that Rav Shimon was citing. So, as far as what you see in the numberings that we have are in accordance with, we have a little 2 over here in our Gemara. This is a reference to the first approach taken in Rashi. For our purposes, to keep things simple, we're just going to learn Reish Lakish on as a separate comment, which is in accordance with the second Lashon of Rashi. And Reish Lakish is telling us that Reb Shimon will concede, even though he himself held that Tmura is only done one for one. However, if once you did a Tmura, original sanctified animal, onto a singular chulin animal, you can go back to that sanctified animal and do again a Tmura. That's Moider Reb Shimon Shememirin V'Choizin Uemirin. My time all. Kedusha Rishona Dehekdish Lehechon Hocha. The original Kedusha that was on the sanctified animal, the original sanctified animal, where did it go? In other words, it's still there, and hence it still lends itself to doing another Tamura. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Keshein She'ein Memirin Shnayim Be'echad. Rabbi Yochanan, also commenting within the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, says that just like Rabbi Shimon does not allow the replication of Kedusha from one original sanctified animal onto two chulin animals in, let's say, at one time, Kain Ein Memirin V'chozen Memirin. So too, you can't repeat the Tmura process using the same original animal. Tanya Kavosei de Rabbi Yochanan, Tanya Kavosei de Reish Lakish. The Gemara tells us that we have Tanaic sources that support both of these opinions. And the Gemara now goes over it with the sources. Tanya Kavosei de Rabbi Yochanan, Kishem She'ein Memirin Echad Bishnayim, just like you can't do a Tmura from one onto two. Kach ein memirin v'chozern u'memirin. So too, you can't repeat the tmura from the using the same original hektish animal. Tanya kavosi de Reish Lakish, a Tanaic source that supports Reish Lakish's approach. Yochel k'shem shomer Rabbi Shimon ein shein memirin shnai be'echad. Would you think that just like Rabbi Shimon says, you can't do a tmura onto two chulin animals from one original hektish animal? Kach ein memirin v'chozern memirin. So too, you cannot replicate you can't use the same animal, the same original hektish animal, for a repeat tmura. Tamad lomar v'hoya hu utmura so afilu b'me'a. According to this source, we learn from V'hoya hu utmuraso that you can do the tmura process using the same original hegdish animal even 100 times, meaning even many, many times. As we continue in the Gemara, we have a new geometric form plus the appearance of Roman numerals 1 and 2. The Nosei Mivneh heading that you see in the outside margin, this is a situation where you combine the topic heading into the structural note, into one note. You see the Roman numerals are featured, and a bow tie shape. These are Shnei Lashonois, two versions, B'She'elas Rebbe Ovin, regarding the question that Rebbe Ovin presents. Lefi Hadea, according to the approach, namely Rabbi Yochanan's approach, De'ein Memirin V'chozer Memirin, Hainu al oisa korban, dahainu oisa guf ba oisa kedusha pa'amayim. That is a reference to the repeat tmura from the original sanctified animal with its original same identity, sanctity identity. Mayehe daito b'matzav. What would Rabbi Yochanan's opinion be? Guf sheni ba'oisa kedusha, where there is a second animal. It's not the original actual animal, but it has the original sanctity. So it's a second animal with the original sanctity of the first animal. In other words, I had an original animal that had a certain name to it, a certain kedusha or type of korban name associated with it, and I did a tmura from it. And as time went on, that kedusha appeared on a second animal. Can I use the second animal as a basis for another tmura? Another situation is oisoy guf, where you have the original animal, but that original animal now has b'kedusha acheres. Sim leiv, ha'hevdel bein shnei halishonos yuzbar de Rashi ba'omid beis. Rashi on Omid beis will elaborate on what's the difference between the two versions of the Rabbi Ovin's question. It might be a bit vague what we have said till now, and that's quite understandable, but don't worry, this will become much clearer as we get into the Gemara and see the examples. Boy, Rabbi Ovin, L'divrei ha'oimer, this is a reference to Rabbi Yochanan that said, Ein memirin v'choizim memirin, that once you did a tmura from a sanctified animal, you can't use that animal for a second tmura. What about the following situation? Hifrish osham liskapir boy vehemir bo. A person has set aside a korban osham that he happened to need because of committing a sin that warrants the bringing of a korban osham, or some other reason for his having set aside a korban osham, and he did a tmura. Before he brought his osham sacrifice, he did a tmura replicating the osham status onto another animal. The humam, and the original animal became blemished. The chiloloi al acher, and he then redeemed it onto a second animal. Vinisk, and the another very important point is missing in the words of the Gemara, but Rashi adds it, and after he transferred the sanctity or redeemed the first animal that's now blemished onto a second animal, it got lost. Bear in mind that during this whole time, the owner didn't bring his korban osham yet. So the original animal became blemished. The second animal that he thought he would brought got lost. Viniskapir ba'osham achir. He purchased another osham, and that he actually brought as his osham sacrifice. And now another point that's missing in the words, but we've filled it in above, we've written in, and then the second animal was found. The animal that had been lost was now found. Now he doesn't need a korban osham anymore because he received his osham atonement. What happens in such a case? Venitak le'oila. That second animal is then removed from having an osham status to becoming an ola. It is then brought, it's expected to be brought as a korban oila. This is in accordance with the rule of something called osham shiniskapru bailov be'acher, a person who received his atonement through another, his osham atonement through another animal, the original, or the animal that was previously designed to be the osham, turns into an ola. Now the question is, mahu shiyomir bo? Can he use that animal, which is now an ola, for tmura? That is your basic Rabbi Ovin question. There are a number of stages and variables in this question, and the Gemara now analyzes the question. Before going further, we have a new geometric form, the house shape that will appear in varying in two opposite directions. You'll see under our Mivneh heading in the outside margin, Kushyas, the house with the roof facing upwards, the point facing up, Kushyas Abaye al Rabbi Ovin. This will be Abaye's question posed to Rabbi Ovin. In other words, Rabbi is questioning the nature of his question. And then the house form will flip over with the roof of the point facing down. That will be tshuva avur Rabbi Yovan, an answer for Rabbi Yovan, Rabbi Yovan's response. These markings are quite helpful as you go on to the second lashon of the Gemara. You will see that the very similar structure appears there as well. So now we go on in the Gemara. The question Abaye poses lasts a couple of lines. You'll notice we have a long question marking a kuf that's encircled to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara text with a vertical descending dashed line. Omar Abaye, my ko meboya lei. What is Rabbi Ovin bothered by? What exactly is he asking? In other words, Rabbi Ovin's question had a number of different variables presented. In fact, a number of questions are contained within Rabbi Ovin's question. So Abaye is asking, what exactly, what point is Rabbi Ovin trying to ask about? Accompanying this little, Abaye's presentation, we have a little chart that makes it a bit more visual on the inside margin. And before we learn the Gemara, let's look at that chart. And even though initially it might not be so clear, certainly when you look at it after we learn the Gemara, it will be even clearer. But in the meantime, on our little chart where the double star appears on the inside margin, and we've written Abaye, Hifrish Osham Vehemir Bo. Our case, the case that Rabbi Ovin introduced, was a person who set aside a Korban Osham, and he did a Tmura from it. What happens after he did the Tmura? So Aleph, one possibility is the Humam, it got a blemish, the Hifrish Acher, and then he set aside another animal to be the Osham sacrifice. You could ask, Mahu Shiyomir Bo. Can ask right there. Can you do Tmura from that second animal? This is a second animal with the original Kedusha that was present in the first animal. Now, a different question could have been asked using the same beginning point, namely Hifrish Osham Vehemir Bo. A person had set aside a Korban Osham and did Tmura from it. And then Bayes, you see, you know what happened after he did the Tmura? Instead of it developing a mum, the Ne'evad, it got lost. The Osham that he set aside never got a mum, it simply got lost. V'niskapir ba'acher, he used a second animal for his atonement. V'nimsa rishon, and the original animal was found. V'nitak lolan, and at that point it's then removed from its Osham status and becomes an Ola, a different type of Korban. The question at that point could have been asked, Mahu Shiyomir Bo. Can you do Tmura from that Ola? Now the Ola in that case happens to be the original animal that you once did Tmura from. However, it now has a different identity. These two possibilities are separate cases, and in both of these cases you see no more than two animals in the whole story. When we learned the original Rabbi Ovin question, actually we saw three animals in the entire picture. So Abai is asking, why did Rabbi Ovin present such a, we'll call it, involved case, when his question might have been much simpler? And hence Abai is trying to figure out what is the point that Rabbi Ovin is not clear about. So now we turn to the Gemara. Omar Abaye, my komeboyale. We're at the third line from the top. What is bothering Rabbi Ovin? Ishne gufin ukedusha achas. If it's a case of two separate animals having the same original sanctity, teboyale, he could have asked his question beloi miskaper. The aleph here corresponds to what we had on the chart. And let's go over it again. A person set aside a Korban Oshem, did a Tmura, it then developed a Mum, and the Aleph, it says it, the Humam, v'hifrish acher, and set aside a second animal in anticipation of bringing it as a sacrifice. And that's what the Gemara means, the Lomis Kapra means, only anticipating bringing it as a sacrifice. He didn't bring it as a sacrifice yet. Nothing was brought. And the question might very simply have been, after the first animal developed a mum and he redeemed it onto a second animal, can you use that second animal? That's shnei gufin. It's a second guf. Kedusha achas means it's still an osham. He redeemed the osham status from the original animal that's now blemished onto a second animal, giving it an osham status. That's called kedusha achas. So maybe that's the scenario Rabbi Ovin was asking about. Continuing in the Gemara, E shnei kedushos v'guf echad. If what's bothering Rabbi Ovin is a situation of two different sanctities, but they are in the same original body, well, tiboyale below humam, then he could have ask a question like we have under our Beis heading on the chart without any mum figuring in the scene. Namely, as we saw on the chart, he had set aside a Korban Hashem, used it for Temura, and then it got lost. He received his Hashem Atonement through another animal, and then found the original animal. It's the same body. And it's Venitak Lola, became an Ola. That's the case. In that scenario, there's no reference to any mum. There's no, that's called Belohu Mum. There's no mum in that case. So the question is, why did Rabbi Ovin present such an involved case when he could have presented his question if what's bothering is one of these two cases, so let him ask it in a simpler fashion. The Gemara responds, "V'Rabbi Ovin chado nigo chado ka mivayale." In fact, Rabbi Ovin's question was a second question that developed from a first question. The Gemara explains, "V'im timtzalomar shnei gufim ukedusha achas lo," namely, after having raised the possibility of shnei gufim and kedusha achas, which was what we had on our little chart as question aleph, as situation aleph, that was what Rabbi Ovin would have originally asked. What is the din under such a case where he had set aside an osham de tmura? Then the original animal became blemished and he set aside another and he transferred or he redeemed it onto a second animal. Can you do a tmura from that one? That's the case of shnei gufin and one kedusha. Now, if you say that you cannot do a tmura, mishum devahi kedusha ha eimar bochalazin, because he already did a tmura from that osham sanctity. Well, shnei gufin ushtei kedushos mahu. What will the din be if you have a second animal, but it happens to have a different kedusha? And that is understood using the same case. However, as he presented it at the top of the page, where the second animal that you had had been designated as an osham, it got lost, and then he used another animal for his osham atonement and found the second animal. That's a shnei gufa now, and that second animal that originally lost now becomes an ola. That's shtei kedushos. What would the din then be? Maybe it's sufficiently different than its original status, and it might lend itself to tmura. Well, teku, that remains unresolved. Lishno achrina. As we said, this is now a second version of Rabbi Ovin's question. Boy, Rabbi Ovin. Rabbi Yochanan di Omar ein memirin v'chozen memirin. According to Rabbi Yochanan, who explained Shitas Rabbi Shimon, the Tana Rabbi Shimon that says this Rabbi Yochanan's opinion in Rabbi Shimon is that once an animal was used for tmura, you can't use it again. What about this? Hifrish Osham liskapir boy v'hemir boy. He set aside a korban Osham to be receive atonement and used it for tamura. It then developed a blemish, v'chilulo al acher, and then redeemed the osham status onto a second animal. Mal shi'afsu v'yomir, can he use the second animal for tamura? This is an example of shnei gufim. It's two actual animals, but it's kedushachas. Inami, another situation, niskapir ba'osham echod, he received his atonement through an osham. So let's read that again. Niskapir b'osham achir. This is a case where he had set aside a korban osham and then did tamura from it. It got lost. He used another animal for his osham atonement. Found this original animal, v'nitak zel oila. And this original animal that had once been an osham now becomes an olah. Mahu Shiafsi V'yom Ribo. That's the case of Shnei Kedushas V'guf Echad. Can he do Tmura? So according to this, Rabbi Ovin is presenting two scenarios. Omar Abaye, hey, komi vayale. Which question is that which is bothering Rabbi Ovin? E kedusha acheres bo saguf. If what Rabbi Ovin is concerned with is a second kedusha in the original animal, lo niboy humom v'chilolo al acher. Then there's no need to introduce the issue of a mum developing and it being transferred onto a second animal. E guf acher ba'oisa kedusha. If we're talking about a second animal with the original kedusha, lo niboi niskapir boshamacher, then you don't need to introduce into your question receiving atonement through another osham. So why does Rabbi Ovin present these two questions if we can really focus on what was really bothering him, says Abaye. The Rabbi Ovin, why did he present these two cases? Chada migo, chada ko mibayale. One of the questions developed from the other question, as follows: humom the humor, an animal that had been set aside as an osham, that he had once done tmura from, and it became a balmum, v'chilo acher, and then redeemed it onto another animal, the second animal becoming also an osham. Mahu, before we go any further, it's noteworthy that this explanation is a very long explanation. We have a length marker to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara text. You see an inverted house corresponding to Rabbi Ovin's response with a vertical dashed line indicating all of these lines form the Rabbi Ovin's clarification of what he was asking about. So the first stage, which we've indicated with our diamond, little diamond number one, is his original question had been something that had been set aside as an osham. He had done tmura from it. It became a baal mum. It became blemished. He redeemed it onto a second animal. Mal shiachser v'yomir. Can he do tmura from that second osham? Mi amrinon. Do we say? And here the question is presented in the Aleph O Dilma style. Aleph O Dilma base. We have an Aleph and O Dilma, or possibly another way of looking at this. And then it builds up to a second stage. So we've marked everything with the appropriate numberings. So in this case, mi amrinan, the osham rishon hu de'ein chozru meimir, when Rabbi Yochanan says you don't do tmura again, you don't repeat tmura, that's when you're dealing with the original korban osham. Aval beguf acher, aval gav de kodesh oisa kedusha chozru meimir. However, if it's a second creature, even though it has the same original sanctity, the Osham sanctity, you could do Tmura again, Oy Dilma, or possibly, Kol Ba'oisa Kedusha Ein Choser Umeimir. As long as it's a derivative of that same original Kedusha, you can't do a second Tmura. V'im Timtzalomar Hodein Guf Acher, Kevon de Boise Kedusha Koyim Ein Chozer Umeimir. Now, if you take the approach that even though it's a second body, it's a second animal, but since it has the original Kedusha, you can't do a second Tmura, you can't do a Tmura from the second animal. Elo, Niskaper Be'osham Acher. He had set aside a Korban Osham, did Tmura, it got lost. Then he achieved his Osham Atonement through another animal, the Nitak Ze Rishon Ola, and then he found the original animal, and its status is removed from an Osham, which he doesn't need anymore, and becomes an Ola. Mao Shiachsir V'yomir Bo. Can he use this animal that he once had done Tmura from, but as an Osham, now do Tmura again as it is currently an Ola? Mi amrinon ki ein meimir v'chozer meimir. When has it been said that you don't do a tmura twice? Hani mili oisa guf ba oisa kedusha. When it's the original creature, the original animal, with the original Kedusha, where there's been no change in status. So you can't reuse the same animal for a second Tmura. Avaloisa guf b'kedusha cheres chozer meimir. Or, you, but however, if it's though it's the original body, but it has a new Kedusha, new sanctity, namely in this case it's an Ola, you could do Tmura again. Oy dilma af al kedusha cheres kiven de'oisa guf hu de'ein. Who ain't Choser Umeimir? Or, even though it's a different Kedusha, since it's the same original body, you can't do Tmura again from it. Teku. So this remains unresolved. There is a Rashi, and we're being rather succinct in our approach here, but we raise the issue of what's the difference between the two versions of Rabbi Ovin's question. So Rashi, on the first wide line, you'll notice a little triple star to make it easy to find. Rashi comments, V'hashta lahai lishna, according to this second lashon, lo boi midi mishnei gufim ushtei guf kedushos. Rabbi Yovan isn't concerning himself with the issue of two different animals with two different kedusha statuses. Elo hochi ko'omar. Im timtzelomar guf echad ba'oisa kedusha v'chulei. If you say that the original goof with the original kedusha doesn't lend itself to doing twice tmura, etc., ulahai lishon, according to the second lashon, choshiv shnei gufin kedusha achas tfei mishtei kedushas v'guf echad. This is the heart of the difference in the two lashonos. A situation of two bodies with the original Kedusha is considered, is Choshev Tfei, is considered more significant, if you will, than the case of Shtei Kedushos V'Guf Echad, two different Kedushas on the original animal, the original body, right, original animal. We turn back to the Gemara. Before going further in the Gemara, we have a nosei, a topic heading in the outside margin. In the outside margin under the nosei heading, we have written the following. Dino sho Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the rak al hektish rishoin moisev choymesh, kishepoidin oisoi im humam. That is, that when you have an original animal that was set aside and sanctified as a sacrifice, in the event that it develops a mum, a blemish, and you redeem it onto something else, you have to add a fifth. Avolo hektisheni. This idea of adding a fifth is only when you're redeeming the first sanctified animal. Not if you come to a situation where you have to redeem the replacement animal. She'elas Rabbi Ovin, ma hageder shel hekdesh sheni. Rabbi Ovin will be asking a question, what is the status, or what is meant by hekdesh sheni? Under our Mivneh heading, we have written the following, he'ora. We want to point out, bocharnu l'samein shnei l'shoinois. There will be two versions of Rabbi Ovin with this bow tie marking with colored in tips. The Shnei Lishonos B'Shelis Rav Asi, the Divrei Abaye with a house form with a colored in tip, and Rabbi Yovan, and Rabbi Yovan's response also with an inverted house colored in tip, Betsuros, Shemazkiros, Atsuros, B'Sugya Kodemis. All of these shapes remind you of the Sugya of the discussion we just had above that started on Omid Aleph. Al pi ha'oras ha'toisvis, where you see a star. You see in the toisvis, there's only one toisvis on this page. The end of that toisvis, he says, v'chein gabi moisiv chomish yeshtei lishonos ki hocha. That toisvis is pointing out that there will be two versions of Rabbi Ovin's question, just like in the first discussion. It's almost a parallel, structurally a parallel sukya, just with a different topic. The first topic was dealing with doing tmura. The second topic here has to do with the adding of a fifth in the case of redemption. Now, this situation, this second topic, if you will, has nothing to do with Tmura, but the style and structure of the Gemara is almost identical. So now, the Gemara. Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Hektish Rishon Moisiv Choymesh, V'ein Hektish Sheni Moisiv Choymesh. When redeeming, there is a need to add a fifth when replacing that which needs to be redeemed. So in the first stage of replacement, a fifth is added, but not in a second stage. An example being, an original animal developed a mum, and that necessitated it being redeemed onto a second animal. The second animal you're having to add a fifth in its acquisition. And then the second animal that you had anticipated bringing as a sacrifice, it too developed a blemish. Now, regarding that second animal, when you come to redeem it, we are assuming that you are not expected to add a fifth. Omar Rav Papa, my time of Rabbi Shulman Levi. What is the basis of Rabbi Shulman Levi's ruling? Omar Krah, the Pasuk says, V'im ha-maktish yigal es beisoy v'yosaf chamishis. Maktish velo hamatpis. Maktish is a reference to the original sanctity and not the replacement sanctity. The matpis is the situation of the replacement sanctity. Boy, Rabbi Oven. Now, Rabbi Oven asks, and once again, we see the same structure. Here's a Roman numeral 1 that you can see we've added to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara text. A number of lines later, there's a squiggle under an expression, Lishna Achrina, at the beginning of that particular line with a Roman numeral number 2, also to the left-hand side of the Gemara text. So, boy, Rabbi Oven. Rabbi Oven asks, Hifrish Osham l'hiskapir boy. Person set aside a korban Osham to receive atonement through it. V'humam, and it developed a blemish. V'chilulo acher, and he redeemed it onto another animal. V'hoysif olav choymish, and spent a fifth more in that redemption. And it got lost. V'niskapir ba'osham acher. And he received his atonement through a third animal, another animal that he brought as an osham. And then he found the second animal. V'nitak ze l'oilo. And the second animal was found and is not needing it anymore as an osham. It becomes an ola. This is what we would call Shnei Gufin. This is a second creature, and it's a second Kedusha. It's called Shnei Gufin and Shnei Kedushas. Mahu Shi Yosef Olav Chomesh. In the event that that Ola, that second animal, which now becomes an Ola, gets a Mum, and you have to redeem it, do you add a Chomesh in its redemption? Omar Abaye, my Komi Boyale. Abaye asks, well, what is bothering Rabbi Oven? What is the issue that he is trying to clarify? E shnei gufin ukedusha achas ko miboyale. If he is asking about two animals with the original kedusha, and the question is in the event that the second animal needs to be redeemed, you add a fifth to that. Tiboyale below niskapir. He could have asked his question without adding the case of the person getting atonement through another animal. In other words, he could have simply asked concerning a case where he set aside an osham, it got a mum, and he redeemed it, adding a fifth onto another animal, and that second animal, nothing got lost, it's simply that second animal also got a mum. Does he add a fifth regarding its redemption? And by the way, we have a little chart here to the immediate left hand, in the inside margin of your Gemara, which shows this. So that would be a way to ask the question, if what's bothering Rabbi Oven is the issue of Shnei Gufin, two creatures with the same original sanctity, Osham status in this case. So he could have asked his question simply with first animal developing a mum, then redeeming it, adding a fifth onto a second animal, and then it developed a mum. Does he add a fifth in its redemption? The Gemara goes on, E shtei kedushos v'guf echad komi bayale. If his question concerns two different kedushos statuses, but it's the original animal, then tiboyet velo humam. He could have asked the question in such a way without introducing any blemish development, namely the case where he sets aside an osham, it gets lost, he gets his kapora, his atonement, through some other animal, finds the original animal, and it now that the original animal is then found, and it gets a ola status, and then this ola gets a mum. The ola gets a mum, but when the Gemara says tiboy blohumam, the focus is on that original osham. If what he is questioning is shtei kedushas and guf echad, there's no need to have the original osham developing a mum. So he could have asked it without the original osham getting a mum, and the question of adding a fifth will be regarding the new status that it has, an ola status. When it gets a mum, does he have to add a fifth? Well, so the Gemara answers, Rabbi Ovin says back to Abaye, he says, Chado miglo chado ko mibayale. Rabbi Ovin was bothered by actually both issues, one following from the other, as follows. Im timtzeloimar shnei gufin ukedusha achas loi, if you say that two animals with the same kedusha, one does not have to add a fifth when redeeming the second animal. In that case of shtei gufin and kedusha achas was the case where he had set aside the osham. He had it developed a mum. He then redeemed it onto a second animal, also an osham. That's shnei gufin, kedusha achas. They're both oshams. You might say that in that case he doesn't have to add a fifth when the second osham needs to be redeemed. Mishum debahi kedusha it vosef bo chadazim lechemish, because regarding that kedusha, that osham status, he had already added a fifth. He already paid an extra fifth at the first stage, so that the second stage, it's still, you're still dealing with an osham. Well, shnei gufin ushtei kedushos mai. What would the halacha be when you're dealing with two separate animals, the second animal having another status, and that namely the ola status, when you redeem it, will you have to add a fifth? Teku, this remains unresolved. Lishno achrino, another version of Rabbi Ovin's question. Boy, Rabbi Ovin, hifrish osham liskapir boy v'humam. Person had set aside an osham to receive atonement through it, and it developed a mum. V'chilolo al achir. V'hoisif olav chomesh. And in redeeming it, he added a fifth. Inami niskapir b'osham achir. A case where he had lost his original osham and got his kapora through another animal. V'nitak ze le'ola, and the original osham that he set aside now becomes an ola, and it becomes a mum, and he has to redeem it. Mahu shiyosif olav chomesh. Does he add a fifth in redeeming that ola? Before going on to Abaye, let us just review the Lishna Achrina version of Rabbi Ovin's question. Starting with the boy Rabbi Ovin, with the bow tie, with the colored in tips. Boy Rabbi Ovin, hifrish osham lehiskaper boy, vehumam, he had set aside an osham to receive atonement through it. It developed a blemish. Vechilu achir vehoisif olav chomesh, and he redeemed it onto a second animal, and by adding a chomesh, which is definitely necessary. Now it's a little bit terse. The Gemara is a bit terse, but the question then it would involve where the second animal developed a mum and he needed to redeem it. So at that point, would there be another fifth added? Inami, another possibility. Another possible question or situation that Rabbi Ovin is asking about is niskaper ba'osham achir. He had set aside an osham, never actually using it because it got lost. he brought another animal as an osham, v'nitak zeh le'oila, and the original animal was found and it became an ola, and it, you have to add here, and it became blemished. Ma'ush Yosef olav choymesh, do you add a fifth in redeeming the ola? Or do you say this is exactly what Rabbi Shua ben Levi was saying, that this is a hekdesheni, it's a second hekdesh, it's a derivative hekdesh, and therefore there is no need to add a chomesh. Now we go to Abaye. Omar Abaye, Hodein Komibayoli, which is the main issue that's bothering Rabbi Oven. E kedusha acheres ba'oiso haguf komibayoli, if what's bothering Rabbi Oven is a second kedusha in the original animal, lo niboya lehumam, then he doesn't have to introduce, he doesn't have to speak about the original osham getting a mum whatsoever. The original osham simply got lost, and he used another osham for his atonement, found the original animal, and it now becomes an ola. At this point, it becomes a mum, a ba mum, and you have to redeem it. Do you add a fifth? E, or possibly, what Rabbi Oven was really asking about is guf acher ba'oisa kedusha. Maybe he's asking about a second animal having the original kedusha status, original osham status in our example. If that be the case, then lo niboyi niskaper ba'osham acher. Then Rabbi Oven didn't have to introduce in his question any case of original osham getting lost. He simply would have spoken about an osham that became a mum. He added a fifth in redeeming it. The second animal then develops a mum, and the question is, does he need to add a fifth in redeeming that second osham? Now, the response, Rabbi Oven, chado migo chado ko miboyale. Rabbi Oven is asking, actually, two questions, one following from the other. Humam v'chivilo al acher, an osham that he has set aside developed a mum, he redeemed it on a second animal, and he added a fifth in that, a first stage redemption. Now the second animal develops a mum. Mahush Yosef olav chomesh, is there a necessity of adding a chomesh in redeeming that second osham? Mi amrinon b'osham kama hu demoisif, do we say that with regard to the first osham, he adds a fifth aval guf acher aval gav the koin ba'osa kedusha ein moisif chomesh. However, even though it's a guf acher, it's a second body, it's a second animal, but it has the original osham kedusha. So therefore, there's no need of adding a fifth. Oy dilma, we're at the top of daf yud. Oy dilma, kol oisa kedusha moisif chomesh. As long as you're dealing with an original kedusha, there is a need to add a chomesh, and Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi's original hacha was not dealing with this. This is not called hegdish sheni. The im tim tzalomar hodein guf acher kivin the boisu kedusha koi moisiv chomesh. And if you say that this second animal, since it has the original osham status, original kedusha, so you do have to add a fifth. Elo niskaper be'acher v'nitak zeh le'ola mahu. Well, what would be the case where the original animal was lost and he received his atonement through a second animal, as is osham, found the original animal and it became an ola, mahu? What do you, and that found animal that's now an ola now develops a blemish. Ki moisiv chomesh boisa guf. When do we speak about adding a fifth? That's ba'oisa kedusha. That's when it has the original sanctity that you designated it with. Avol b'kedusha acheres lo. But if that original animal has a different sanctity status, that's called kedusha shnia. That's called hegdesheni. And that is what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was saying, does not need to add a fifth. Oidoma, or it could be kevon de oisa gufu, since it's the original animal, and in effect, it hasn't been redeemed yet at all, and no fifths were added. It's not called a hekdesheni, and therefore, moisif chomesh. He will have to add a fifth. Teku. So, this remains unresolved. And with that, we conclude our shiur for today.